going to get a lot brighter around here as we check in with Jeff Nathanson. He is the director of the Museums of Sonoma County. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Pat. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I've been wanting to talk to you about the fire collection that I know the museum has been gathering for a while now. And describe to us what your intention is with this.
Well, we are collecting objects and photographs from people in Sonoma County, and we've received just an incredible outpouring of interest and support, and now have dozens of objects and literally hundreds of images.
What kinds of things are people bringing in, Jeff?
You know, it's an interesting range. For example, we worked with a City of Santa Rosa Public Works to collect some of the burned signs from some of the key streets, Coffee Lane and other assorted streets that I guess I should describe our intention here is really to have objects and photographs and documentation in our collection so that in the future when people really want to see what happened in this very significant event in Sonoma County history, that our museum has a responsibility to this community and to future generations to preserve the history and to make it available and interpret what happened. And so we're trying to collect things that represent that. So besides the street signs and other objects that we got through city crews, we had people from various places around the county bring us things. For example, a contractor had tools in his tool shed. Everything burned down around these forged steel tools, which they melted together into this weird, weird sculpture. So we have these sculptural objects that are really quite, they're eerily beautiful, but they're also very indicative of the heat and intensity of the fire.
Yeah, that must be a striking thing to see. I mean, just you describing it to me, I can envision, you know, what it might look like. So that's an important part of it. And what about the photos?
Well, there, as you can imagine, there are photojournalists and there are artist photographers and there are just regular people who have taken thousands and thousands of photographs.
Yes.
So what we've done is a couple of things. We're calling the entire effort the Fire Project, and it basically has three parts. One part is the fire collection, and that's where we're trying to gather these objects and representation of what happened during the fire, so we have that for our permanent collection. And then another aspect is really more community-based in a broader sense, and we have really thought about it being as inclusive as possible, and really looking at it as kind of a healing activity for the community. And we call that the firewall. The firewall is it's on our website, and if you go to our website, museumfc.org, and you click on the fire project, and then you click on the firewall, you will see hundreds and hundreds of artworks, photographs, poetry, all kinds of creative expression that really represent people's experience. And it's really a shared experience for the whole community.
Well, there's no question about that. I mean, anytime somebody comes up to me and says, well, we weren't affected by the fire, I say, oh, yes, you were. It's a matter. It's really a matter of degree, really, is the only difference between us living here.
That's true. And I think we'll be affected by the fires for years to come.
Yes.
It's interesting for us in the museum and collecting business that we think about what are the kinds of things that represent a chapter or an event in a community's history or in the history of our region. And so right now we have an exhibition in our museum. I should explain, we have two museum buildings. One is our history museum, the other is the art museum. In the history museum, we have an exhibition called Lost Santa Rosa. And Lost Santa Rosa is really an overview of over 150 years of our city's history And there is representation of the 1906 earthquake, which caused incredible devastation. We still think about that and talk about that.
Yep.
So I imagine 100, 150 years from now, people will talk about the Great Firestorm of 2017.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. It becomes a part of the historical record for sure. And I don't know if you're doing anything with sound at the museums, Jeff, but it might not be a bad idea to include some of our broadcast, particularly during the first 12 or 24 hours of this disaster, too.
Absolutely. We would really love to have those audio recordings. And we also have, we've been working with the Press Democrat, and we have photographs and some video. And we're trying to collect all of this so that in the fall, opening on October 6th, we are putting together an exhibition that will invite the community in to see the fire collection objects and documentation. Now that you've mentioned it, I think it's a great idea for us to have maybe some listening stations. And I will mention that we're working with a lot of other organizations in the community collaboratively.
That's
including
great.
Including Listening for a Change. That's a nonprofit organization that is collecting oral histories.
Yes.
So they're interviewing people and collecting those stories. And we want people to hear those stories as well.
And, you know, when you open this exhibit, it's October 6th, you said, of course, it's very, very, very close to the one-year anniversary of the fires. And
exactly.
Yeah. And as you say, you know, everything that we do is sort of leading us closer and closer, we hope, to healing and to that part of our recovery, a very important part of it for all of us.
Yes, definitely. And what we hope to do with this exhibition is show the items that we've collected, but also have a physical installation of the firewall, which right now is digital images on our website.
Yeah.
But we are going to invite the community in to give us their artwork, photographs, poetry, and whatever other kind of creative expression. Of course, we'll have to limit the size for each of these because we expect to get hundreds. But we're really looking forward to having that community involvement. So it's really participatory. And the whole idea is so we can come together, heal together, and move forward.
And, you know, it sounds, Jeff, like a great idea, not just the, you know, the image of the wall on the website, but it's starting to sound like a pretty good idea in terms of some kind of permanent display and marker as we get closer to recovery and can start thinking about that kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's hard to think about something like that. I was living and working in New Jersey when 9/11 happened, and really in the shadow of New York and the Twin Towers. And it took a very long time to for city officials and for people in the arts and heritage communities to come together and really make decisions about, well, what would be appropriate. And certainly 9/11 permanent memorials and things like that now have been created, and they're important. Hopefully it won't take as long for our community.
I don't think it will.
Smaller community, but we have been talking with the director of public art for the city of Santa Rosa and with Creative Sonoma, which is the county cultural arts agency. And so we've got a lot of creative people coming together and talking about ideas. And I imagine after the one-year anniversary, we'll start seeing some plans being discussed seriously in terms of what kind of memorials or permanent artworks might
commemorate. You're right about that, Jeff. Give us the website location again.
Yeah, so it's museum. SC, as in Sonoma County, museumsc.org.
Very good. And you can find the fire collection, including the fire wall images there. Jeff, thanks so much for being with us. No doubt we'll talk again as we get closer to that anniversary.
Yeah, thank you very much, Pat. Really appreciate being on the air and look forward to working with you.
Me too, you. That is Jeff Nathanson, the museum's director from the museums of Sonoma County, and an important part of our healing process, no doubt. A lot of people have talked to me about the potential locations for some sort of memorial commemoration of the fires, and many have suggested the location where the Round Barn once sat. A lot of people would love to see that rebuilt with some sort of museum-like circumstance on the inside. We'll see.